A music venue in South Burlington called Higher Ground sold out a string of shows this past weekend. But it wasn't a band that folks were lining up to see. As VPR's Annie Russell reports, the performance space hosted a popular festival celebrating the art of burlesque.
When they pass that basket, folks contribute too.
A packed house spent Saturday evening cheering and laughing at comedy, dance, and performance art at Higher Ground. And yes, some of the performers were less than fully clothed, but styles range from operatic parodies to slapstick. First, you might see a chorus line, then a striptease. Opening act and MC Foxy Tan got the crowd going, kicking off a night filled with local and national performers.
We're in this together, okay? This is not television. What it is live, amazing, beautiful, nude-like performance that is occurring in front of your face. Okay?
Backstage, Alexa Luther is getting ready to perform. She's the founder of the Green Mountain Cabaret, a group that puts on burlesque shows every month in Burlington. She says burlesque is about the striptease, but also more than that.
First and foremost, it's a dance form. I think people immediately go, oh my gosh, you take off your clothes. And yes, that is part of it. That is definitely part of it. But it's the tease, it's getting the audience to come on a journey with you where you show them how much you love yourself.
And loving your body no matter what size is something Luther emphasizes in the burlesque classes she teaches at North End Studios in Burlington.
Burlesque is all about loving what you already have as opposed to loving what people tell you you should love. And it's about building the confidence in the jiggles, the, you know, everything you've got that's already there and not trying to change your body to be sexy, because you are sexy no matter what size you are and you can show it off, whether you're male or female or size 10, size 2, it doesn't matter anymore.
That diversity also extends to performance style. Some provide a nod to burlesque performers from the 1940s and 50s. Think satin gloves and fan dances. Others dress up in costumes that reference modern pop culture figures. Luther calls that nerdlesque.
Every year we do a geek theme show. We did a Star Trek number, but in April we're doing a books show.
And tonight there's even a nod to a Mel Brooks film.
Our final number is going to be very geeky. And
people who are listening to this can't see what you're wearing.
Right.
You're wearing, like, a Peter Pan hat.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, it might have something to do with Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Luther says the theatrical aspect of burlesque is just one thing that sets it apart from a modern strip club. But festival organizer Corey Royer can think of another.
Strippers make money. Burlesque performers don't make money.
Royer is a Colchester native who decided to bring the festival back to his home state. Now that he knows it's so popular here, he says he's looking forward to next year's festival. And by the sound of the crowd, so are they. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.